This was a little bit of an unusual message that the Lord gave me to give today, but the title is Happy New Year. How new are you? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne today with hearts that are filled with gratitude. Lord, again, we thank you for gathering us together in your holy place of worship. And we thank you for the ability to open up your precious word. There are people throughout this world that don't have this opportunity. So we are grateful that today we can come before you, open up your word, and we pray that all that is said be from your throne to our hearts. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As you can see, the first scripture that we have there is from 2 Corinthians. And the Lord wanted me to express to you, this is a new year. But some of the things from 2020 have kind of filtered over, haven't they? And so we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that have filtered over, but also what our heart's response should be to these things. We know that there's political upheaval. We know that COVID has caused the loss of loved ones and friends. There's financial upheaval. And there are even church services have been disrupted. And so we're going to look at all that has been done, all that is being said, and all that the Lord wants us to do. In this political world in which we are living, we know that the climate is very testy. People are disappointed, some people are happy, but there's anger in the streets. And as we see things unfold, let me see if I get this right. Okay. Matthew 24:6 tells us, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. Amen. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And we know that all of these things have to come to pass, but the Lord has a promise, the end is not yet. So what do we do? We are told All right, Matthew 10 also says, and there will be many who will be offended, will betray one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness, this is not working, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Have you experienced people doubting God? Have you seen that it's a little bit more difficult to testify of Jesus in these days? I hear questions all the time. If God is so loving, why are these things happening? And we're able to share with them what the Lord says. I've said many times, if I didn't know Matthew 24, I would be really upset about things that are happening. But we know the end of the story, don't we? And we're blessed by the end of the story. There is a prophet that saw the very same things happening in his time that we see in ours. How many of you are acquainted with the prophet Jeremiah? Through his mouth, from the word of the Lord, he told his nation that there was going to be destruction. He told his nation that they were going to be overtaken by the Babylonians. He tried to get them to repent. He tried to get them to listen to the word of the Lord. What did they do? What did Judah do? They threw him in a pit. They threatened to kill him. Everything else was going on with this prophet. And he actually saw his country being overrun. The political climate was horrible. Yet we look in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, and we see what his response to all that he saw was. He remembered God is good. He remembered that God is faithful. And in Lamentations 3:21, see if we can get this moving. Oh, there she goes. She's working. All right, Lamentations 3:22, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So in looking at these verses, you and I have a decision to make. Even our Sabbath school lesson, if you had the chance to look over it, said that basically there is a choice that we make. We will choose to be old-hearted, we will choose to be downhearted, or we will choose to have a new heart toward the things that are going on. So the question with the political climate, with everything that else is going on, how new are you? How new is your heart in the light of all these things? Now, what about COVID? Some of you have lost loved ones because of this. Others of you have experienced this disease. They say, I had it in November and I didn't even know it. So, you know, last November they said I had it. And so I'm grateful that it was a mild case for me. But we've seen just devastation. We see that people's jobs are overcome and sometimes shut down. Is it a little more difficult to do business now than it was before? One thing that has happened, though, as a result of all this, especially in our churches, is that the Lord has seen to it that different things are happening. In our church alone, we've changed our strategy a little bit when it comes to how we respond, how we get the message out. We have live stream, which we had, but now we are also experiencing a couple of other technologies. Did you know that our church worldwide has enhanced its technologies? And one of the things that has happened as a result of COVID is that more people are hearing the gospel story. More Bible studies are being taught. So in light of all this, when we look at, when we look at Romans 8:15, it says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but what did you receive? You received the spirit of adoption, by which we call what? Abba, Father. Daddy, God. When things are going on and you experience different things, cry out to God. Let Him reach out to you. Let Him be your strength and your joy. So with COVID and everything that's going on with COVID, we have some promises. We have in Matthew 5:4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be what? Comforted. In Matthew 6:34, take therefore no thought of morrow, for the morrow shall take care of thyself. Sufficient unto the day, what? Is the evil thereof. We also have a promise for those that have lost loved ones. Revelation, what? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto who? Unto them that dwell in the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And a beautiful promise that we have, that we are not overtaken in fault. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit with meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also fall. Bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? To love. Amen. And to put forth His blessing. Also, we need to remember, in this day when people are having a difficult time, when they are not able to gather themselves together the way they should, we need to be sensitive to them. How many Christians do you know that are having that difficult time with God right now? And some of them with their relationships with other people, yes. But they are having a difficult time with God. So what are we supposed to do with that? Fuss at them? Scold them? No, we're supposed to be sensitive to them. Look at what Galatians 6:3 tells us. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let everyone prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. So when you see somebody else having a difficult time, what should we do? Share with them the love of God. Share with them this promise that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Even if they're struggling, And let's be honest, I'm sure every single one of us have struggled from time to time with God, right? Years ago, Craig used to get a little bit worried about me. Because if I was upset with something, especially if I'm washing dishes, and thank goodness I didn't break any, but I would just tear those dishes up, talk to God and tell him, I don't like this. I just don't like this, God. Do something. And I would just tear after those dishes, got them clean really quick. But he was worried. He said, how can you talk to God that way? And I told him, I'm talking to God that way. I'm sharing with him my heart. He already knows it. Why hide it from him? Why be a false person before my God? He knows I'm upset. He knows I'm hurting. He knows what I need. I just need to get it out so then I could trust him. And by the end of all of those statements, I would say, God, I don't understand. But you do. And I can trust you. And so I am not going to bear the burden of condemnation. I'm not going to bear the burden of shame. I want to thank you that I can talk to you honestly. One of the blessings of that is, I don't know if any of you have experienced it or not, but when God gets lonely, he wakes me up. I've had many occasions when God would call or he would have me sing, How Great Thou Art. Wake me up in the middle of the sleep. And I've learned to ask God, God, what's wrong? What do you need, God? Not what do I need, but what do you need? And there were times when God would tell me, I'm lonely. Now, 3 o'clock in the morning here, the other side of the earth is awake. There are many believers on the other side of the earth, correct? But there are times when God has told me, though they are awake, they're not praising me. They're not thinking of me. I needed to hear from someone that loves me. I needed to hear. Saints of God, how would you feel if God told you that? I was praising the Lord. I do every time he wakes me up. And again, I've learned, I ask him what he needs, not what do I need. And I'm reminded that even if I've had a terrible day and I've done some things that I shouldn't do, there's no condemnation in my Lord Christ Jesus. Amen? Because if I confess my sins, what? He's faithful and he is just to forgive me of what? All of my sins. Every single one of them. When you're facing somebody that did something wrong to you, have you experienced that?
Use this mic instead.
Okay. Turn this one off real quick. Have you experienced the anger of someone toward you? Somebody that's done something very unjust, very unfair, hurt your feelings, made you mad? Okay. What do you do in that instance? We have the story of Joseph. Do you know what happened to Joseph? The Lord had given him dreams, had given him prophecies, that he would rise up and everybody would bow to him. The response from his brothers is, we hate him. And when they had the chance, what'd they do? They sold him into slavery. He goes to Egypt. He serves under Potiphar. Potiphar's wife accused him of a falsehood, which sent him to prison. Here he is in the prisons of Egypt. What do you think Joseph is thinking at this time? We do know that he said that he would not sin against his God. We know his relationship with the Lord was still strong. Amen? But imagine, just for having the dream that he would be a leader, he gets thrown to prison in a pit, and he's accused falsely. But the story isn't over. We know that with the gift of interpretation of dreams, Joseph is brought before Pharaoh. He interprets the dream. Joseph becomes second under Pharaoh himself. Years have gone by. His brothers show up because there's famine in the land and they need food. And we know there are a couple of little episodes there that Joseph recognized them and some of the things that Joseph did a little bit in trickery. But at the end of the story, when it was time for him to reveal himself to his brothers, who became terrified when they realized that Joseph was, was still alive. They thought Joseph would take revenge. Instead, what did Joseph do? He told them, "Come near to me." And they came near to him. And he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into slavery." Now imagine how they must be feeling at this time. They're still terrified. But Joseph says, "Now therefore, be not grieved or angry with yourselves." I think this is interesting that he said, "Don't be mad at yourself that you sold me hither, for God did not send me, God did send me before you to preserve life." Later we find out, after their father died and they're terrified again, Joseph reminded them again, "You thought this was evil, but God made it for good." He forgave. So saints of God, it's going to be very important that you forgive all the ills that happened last year. Even the ills that happened a long time ago. Because you can't have a new heart if you're carrying old grudges. So in the light of everything that's going on with COVID, the loss of loved ones, confusion, anger, everything, how new are you toward all the events that are happening? Excuse me. How new is your heart? As we open up this new year, how new are you? The old year is gone. This is January the 2nd. But how new are you? Where is your heart today? Some of you are excited. It's a new year. There's new things. But saints of God, nothing new will happen if you don't have a new heart. Nothing new is going to change if you don't have a new heart. It is very important, especially in these days, that you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit every day. That you refresh yourself in God every day. And that you are reminded that if you mess up, God is faithful to forgive. Amen? But run to Him. Be honest with Him. Because part of what happens is we try to fudge with God. We can't do that. We cannot fudge with the Lord. We cannot hide from Him. He knows our heart anyway. Thank you. So be honest with the Lord. Have a new heart in that you're willing to talk to Him. You're willing to share with Him. When you need to cry, cry. I've shared with so many people lately, cry. When you lose a loved one, it hurts. I was talking to one of my neighbor ladies the other day. Her husband passed away a little over a year ago. And she said that this Christmas, she just broke down crying. Last Christmas wasn't so bad because she had a lot of business to do. But she said, "I just cried. And I don't know why." And I smiled at her and I said, "Because you lost your husband. He died." We were right there when it happened. We went across the street and fortified her as her husband was passing away. So I said, "This is something that you will never get over, but day by day you will get through. Day by day the Lord will help you, but you're going to have memories for the rest of your life. Give them to God and let Him help you. Cry when you need to cry. Holler when you need to holler. Get mad when you need to get mad. Do what you need to do before the Lord." Amen? But remember that I can only get through that if I have a new heart in my God every day. If I turn myself over to Him every day.
I shared with her right there on the street in San Diego. We got to pray together right there in the street. She felt a lot better after our conversation because I didn't condemn her for crying. I helped her to get through it. And it's important that we do that because we have promises, don't we? We've got promises that God will restore the relationship when he comes. We have promises that we will see each other again. We have promises of healing. Several of you in this audience have experienced miraculous healings from the hand of God, haven't you? I have a difficult time getting up the steps. But almost 8 years ago, they told me I'd never walk again. Had a major wreck, snapped nerves off the top of my spinal cord, and I'm laying there and can't feel a thing. Nothing. Even this right leg that doesn't straighten up all the way was completely straight because it didn't hurt. And they said, you'll never get out of bed ever. Never. I just said, Lord, this is scary. I don't like this. But if you're through working through me the way that you have been, then Lord God Almighty, this is okay. This is okay. But if you're not through working through me the way you've been, please do what they can't do. And 6.5 hours later, I shuffle out of the hospital. Amen? But it's not just that kind of miracle. It's a miracle of our heart. Like I said, when we're going through things and we're upset by the political scenery that's going on, give it to God and understand these things are going to have to happen. We may not like it when we see our country being turned upside down, but Jeremiah didn't either. But he praised the Lord in the midst of it. He remembered the goodness of God in the midst of it. Through the loss of loved ones, we're remembered that when Jesus comes, we will be reunited. When we have things go on that people upset us, if we have a forgiving heart, God promises what? You're going to experience my forgiveness too in a new measure. Hope is what we need today more than anything else. And our relationship with the Lord God Almighty is what we need to focus in on more than anything else. In this day and time, this day, January the 2nd, how new are you in your relationship with Jesus Christ? How new is your heart? What did you do getting ready for church this morning? What was your routine? If it's kind of choppy, change it. Make it new, amen? Plan the day before so it's a little bit easier. I learned a long time ago that if I have my clothes planned out the day before, I don't go hunting for things on Sabbath morning. So I get things different. I do things different. So the question today, saints of God, Happy New Year. How new are you in this new year? To close, I'd like to read a prophecy from the Spirit of Prophecy. She says, there will be pestilence, plague, and famine. The waters of the deep will overflow the boundaries. Property and life will be destroyed by fire and flood. We should be preparing for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for us that love him. So, saints of God, do you really believe? Do you really believe that Jesus is coming again? Do you really believe that the dead in Christ will be raised up? Do you really believe that we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye? Do you really believe that we're going to be able to spend time with him in the heavenly realm and then later on here on this fabulous earth where from Sabbath to Sabbath, every created being will come and worship him? Do we believe that? Amen. Then if we believe that, stir up your heart, make it new, and get busy. Get busy because there's a job to be done. And we will await that time when we get to go into those mansions that the Lord has prepared for us. But again, how new is your heart every day? Every single day. How new are you? Might be a good thing to ask yourself when you wake up tomorrow. How new am I today? How new am I today? In Jesus' name, how new are you?